But of course, it's always better to avoid these problems in the first place. To that end, the California legislature passed Assembly Bill 1825. Believing that managers and supervisors have the greatest influence over the atmosphere in their workgroups, the legislature required in this bill that any employee who performs supervisory functions receive sexual harassment training. This law applies to organizations with 50 or more employees, along with all California state and local municipalities, regardless of the number of employees. This training must be at least 2 hours long and be provided within 6 months of an individual's hire or promotion to supervisory responsibilities. This training must be reviewed at a minimum of once every 2 years thereafter. California regulations broadly define supervisor to include all individuals who oversee employees in California, including those who use independent judgment for tasks, such as scheduling, and those who can effectively influence the working terms or conditions of others.